Okay, we're now continuing. We're up to Dalet, which is page number Ayin Beis. No, 51, 50 or 51 in your Sfarim. Last week we learned about the advantage of women's emotions and how they play a role in terms of, you know, keeping up the house, so to speak. So, and there is a collateral damage, so to speak, that sometimes they're going to be more scared of insects. I saw another example of this week that I was at a bris. I was at a bris this week, and normally the women are in the women's section and the men are in the men's section. The women are not near the bris. But here, it was in a house, so everything was much closer. So there's a lot more squeamish, you know, things going on in the women's section. So it's another example of the hergish of the woman. And it's a natural thing, and it makes a lot of sense, as we spoke about last week. Okay. There's additional hayitaron sheyesh l'regesh. There's some benefits to the emotional side of a woman, and tonight we're going to hear a chiddush that I have, which is not really me. It's really something that I was bothered with when I heard something. And based on this shtickle, I could answer a kasha I've always had. So the Chazal says, "Siyanu malu l'shlit the targus." They explain the advantage of the emotional component. Ha'isha makeres ba'orchin. The Gemara Bracha says that a woman recognizes a guest more than a man. It doesn't mean she recognizes that there is a guest, rather they do, but they understand the needs of a guest faster than men. Men, they don't know what's flying. They look at them, they look at everybody and they're, you know, like, all right, you know, give them, what's the difference? But a woman understands the depth of the necessities of the guest much more than the man. Meaning, is that relationship something worthwhile, or is it just time we're wasting our time? But a woman understands this. Tzarech lahakiro mikarof. They have to recognize them intimately. L'svade alpartei hanhagah. So to understand the specifications of their behavior. The alpizeh lishko l'hachlit. So based on that, to see what they should give them and what they should decide for them. Ulam, nevertheless, hachlotas ha'isha b'davar tivo shalarech. When it comes to the woman and recognizing what the guest requires, to tell you they hergishla. It's not based on an intellectual, you know, write-up, oh, you know, and you go to a journal and you look and you see, oh, based on this person's personality, A, B, C, in the psychological handbook by the AMA, and that's what they should be getting, and therefore, if that's what they are, this is what they should get. That's not the way it works. It's tell you they hergishla. It comes through her emotions. There's no necessity for a woman when she's davening up a guest to see their needs. Lachor v'lidrosh odosav, to daven up and to make drushes of what his necessities are. That based on the intelligence, based on the Excel spreadsheet that you have for your guests, you don't need the Excel spreadsheet. You might want to put it in an Excel spreadsheet after you figure it out, because just to memorize it. But, you know, men need to understand it through logic. Okay, this is this guest, and this is what this type of guest needs, and they try to figure it out. But women just look at them and say, oh, that's what they need. After just a little bit of recognition, she gets it. And then you ask her, but then here comes the funny part, right? If you say to her afterwards, no, could you explain? You want to have a conversation on some level. You want the other party to explain why it's chashuv to have that guest and why the guest needs such and such needs. Hitana, she'll answer, no. Yishli argasha. I just feel it. Now, does that mean it's intellectually any less than if a man did? No. It just means they're coming to it from a different point. And women have, we're going to see, Asher Balaz Perusha, what is that? I have it here, intuatia. You probably have a more intuition, right? It's an intuition. There's a sixth sense, there's a fill in the blank, and it's very chashuv that there is this sixth sense that they recognize what other people's needs are, what the guests who should come. Just not by logic. It's not a logical. You can't construct it, and you know it's not like 8 plus 6 and it's 14. It's just It is what it is. I'll explain more what that means. More. In this regard, the woman is helping the man. How so? She's much stronger than him in this emotional context. Where intellectual, where intuition-wise, it's much stronger. She was mamish given a blessing. And I want to just, I once read something in Maral that I was always bothered by, and I heard some Rav Blachman, and I finally understood the Maral, and I think we could tie it back into this. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin that talks about the different levels of learning, about Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, and the Maral ties it back into the three levels of wisdom. He says there's Chachma, Das and Bina, in that order. Chachma is ties into Chumash, which is just information. Das is the ability to know the distinction between Tov and Ra. That's Mishnayis. Bina is Gemara. Because what is Bina? Bina is the idea, Lahavin Dover Mitoch Dover, to understand the thing within the thing, right? You take, it's not just about understanding that there's a Tov and Ra, there's an analysis, and then we can understand the greater depths. And that's what Gemara is. It's really the analysis of the Mishnah. So you have Chumash, which is Das, Mishnah, I'm sorry, Chumash, which is Chachma, Mishnah, which is Das, and Gemara, which is Bina. So then I finished reading that. I had the following kasha. My kasha was, we all know that women have Bina Yisera. They don't like Gemara. You hear the kasha? Yeah. You think of the kasha, right? If women have Bina Yisera, then Taka, they should be the ones learning Gemara. Because we don't have Bina Yisera, they have Bina Yisera. So I was always stuck on this. And I asked at the time an Adam Gadol this kasha, and he gave me an answer which wasn't memorable. And I don't want to, I didn't connect to it. So because I didn't connect to it, I stuck with my kasha. But then years later, I had the opportunity to hear Rav Blachman speak. And Rav Blachman from Karabiyavne, and Rav Blachman always had tremendous depth. One of the things is that, you know, doing my job, I was very involved in Israel Guidance for many years. I think Rav Blachman by this point thought I had gone to Karabiyavne, and they treated me like an alumni, so it was all good. Like, I was an alumni of all the yeshivas. I hadn't got any of the yeshivas that existed anymore, so it was fine. I could pretend. So Rav Blachman was speaking, and he said something that was remarkable about what does that Bina Yisera mean, and I think it ties in here. And it was, when men understand things on a deep level, we only do it through a point of comparative analysis. There's good, there's bad, there's black, there's white, and then we analyze and we try to figure out the difference between the two, and our analysis is through looking at A and B and figuring out what the distinctions are. But women's Bina Yisera is, they don't have to look at A and B. They look at the thing and they understand it for what it is, and the tremendous depth. When men are learning Gemara all day, we're learning something that, this is Asher, this is Mutter. Why is it Asher? Why is it Mutter? This is Chayev, this is Potter. Why is it Chayev? Why is it Potter? The Bina Yisera of the woman is, what do you mean? It's this. It's a higher level. In other words, what is Machlokes? Machlokes is two sides of the coin, but we don't have the ability to see two sides of the coin at the same time. Therefore, we have to analyze it. It has its tails. But which one is it? And we look at it from different perspectives. But what do you mean? They see the whole picture all at once. They don't see the Machlokes. That's what Bina Yisera is. You know, what do you mean? It's this. It's very simple. It's intuition. That's what Bina Yisera is. So yeah, why don't women learn Gemara? There's no reason for women to learn Gemara. Men have to learn Gemara to understand, because without it, we couldn't understand it. But, you know, it's like, there's so many times, like, Shalach Manas, is it Bich Hakir, is it Reyes, is it Al Friendship, is it Al Susan? What do you mean? What are you talking about? It's race. Like, it's not a discussion. The whole thing is, it's all one. It's race, it's Suda, it's race. So, what Freelander is pointing out at this point is that women look at it, they daven up the whole sugya like this. But they're not davening up the sugya like, you know, through analyzing and coming up with it. It's just they look at it and they see what the whole entity is all at once. And that's what they look at it. That's what intuition is. That's what the Bina Yisera is. the Bina Yisera is understanding it all at once. So I think that's what he's saying here. So I think that that answers the kasha. If it doesn't answer the kasha, then what are you going to do? Leave it as the kasha. So again, when he said that, I put two and two together. And I think that's what he's saying here. It's the intuition. It's a recognition that this comes from a point of hergish. And we intellectualize. But intellectual men, when they intellectualize, is not necessarily coming from a point of strength. It's because we can't understand the entire davar at once, so we have to look and point and go back and forth. That's not... So sometimes men have a tendency, oh, that's not intellectual. Well, who cares? Like, that's the way you think it. And Carol Gilligan, I'll point this out 100 times, like, she changed the way people view the world. Up until Carol Gilligan in the 80s, it was always, you know, coming off of Freudian psychology, it was always that men are superior thinkers to women. But then Carol Gilligan wrote a book in a different voice that, no, men and women just come at things in a very different way. And it changed the way the world viewed it. Okay. That's why COVID classes are done. Because there's two different models of learning, and like to teach both models at the same time is silly. I'll get off my seat. Boys do behave better than girls do. That's true. They don't behave like themselves, but they behave better.
Do you concentrate better?
Yes.
With people in the room?
Yes. Yeah, they're mature. They're much more mature.
Yeah.
Much more mature. But they don't act like themselves. They act like a fake version of themselves.
Right.
So it's not healthy. So it's a short-term gain, but a long-term loss. Lufiani is dicey.
Yeah.
I'll ask the psychologist over there. You agree?
Exactly. Do you want to talk to my brother as well?
No, because it's not guided in the right direction. Whatever. People will argue about this point. It's just my thoughts, but I'm sure people will argue against me. Won't be the only thing. Machma says the issue about regish, because the woman is more emotional, yeshla gam emuna tmima. This is another usual. Because when men come to emuna, they sit, is it the cosmological proof? Is it the teleological proof? Is it the this proof? And they're hacking around with proofs and they got to read the Sfarim, the Chavos HaLavos, and the this, and the that, and the other. They won't say, no, what do you mean? There's a rebellious woman that don't. It's funny because in some of the Sfarim, they make fun of it. They say, like, the women and children. But Adarabba, there's a Muna Tzvima. Ashamushreshes. It's mamish rooted in b'mamaki ha'egesh, within the depths of their intellect, of their emotion. Vashaloi gisha asher shikol adas lufiasekel, which we can't understand according to the weighing of the brain. Zeh Loshen Sefer's name with Torah Shalom Rav Goyim, Rav Zalman Sarotskin. He quotes Rav Zalman Sarotskin now. He says, Hergesh Belev, the emotion in the heart, Zeh Abina HaTluyev, the Bina comes at us, Ubedavar Zeh Ola Isha Alish. On this, the woman is superior to the man. Ki Rikshus HaIsha Harbe, Yotze Chazakin, Regashus HaIsha, because the emotional component of the woman is stronger than it. HaIsha Belev, the woman in her heart, Megimeyve, Uberegesh Nachom, Misugelis Yosemi, she has more of a school of bitish. And this is why we have a shidduch crisis. But there's so many more fine women, because women get it. They have such emun of pshuta, the men still try to figure it out. Lahakar is Mishar Mar Vahayola. Vayidea Amuna Hatmima Hazu, Hamushrashis Pateva. And based on this Amuna, which is rooted in nature, Haisha Musugelis La'amud Bizmane Dachak Ubinationis Kashim, that enables women to go through the tough times with emunah. Yoytzer menish, more than a man. Right? A man, he hurts his pinky toe, he goes off the derech. That's it. I can't believe it. Why is God doing this to me? The women laugh at the men. The women have such more emunah that they could get through difficult times. Kefisha amru chazal, shev mitzrayim, chizku anashim et sanashim. In Mitzrayim, the women, they mamish got through the men. The men, they were with the slave, they would have gone off the derech. But the women were the ones who kept them. This is one of the first things I heard from Rav Pinkus. I had the schuss of hearing, you know, some recordings. Back in the day we had tapes. I remember this. We put the tapes in the tape recorders before CDs. And Rav Pinkus had such an obvious kasha, which I never thought of. And he gave such a beautiful answer. So I wanted to share with you what Rav Pinkus says. He asked the following kasha. He says, I understand you read the Siddurus when it comes to men. The Gra was a giant. Lived 200 and something years ago. Rav Chaim, giant. The Britzker Rav, a giant. I get it, as we go generations down, we are nowhere near where previous generations were. We're maybe up to their ankles. Right? Because their Torah was so much more greater in previous generations than us. But when it comes to Rebbetzin Gra, what's the difference between Rebbetzin Gra and the modern woman today? What's the difference between Chaim Soloveitchik's wife and the women of our generation? I understand when it comes to Torah learning, there's a difference. Right? Anybody who read a little bit of Chaim's Kiddushim on Shas understands, like, what? Like, this is written by a human being? But like, I don't want to say something crazy. This is what Pinkus said. He used to say, was her potato kugel so much better than the potato kugel today? Like, what shot that the Yerida Sadoris when it comes to women? So he says, is this Nakuda? This notion of women of years yesteryear, they were living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And today, this hergish of Amuna Pshuta is not the same as it was back then. It's still strong. But just like Torah is still strong. But we recognize in the area of Torah that this generation cannot compare it to previous generations. So to Emuna, when it comes to the ladies, has gone down tremendously to, you would say, parallel to the Torah learning. So we see it in Torah learning because, like, wow, that guy was a giant. He knew, you know, he learned 50 blot bal peh versus him who learned 40 blot bal peh. So you do 50 minus 40, that's 10, gevaldik. We could quantify it. But when it comes to Emuna, it's very, very difficult to quantify. And yet, that's where the critical distinction is. And that's the maila of a woman over a man. And b'schus nashim tzidkaniyus shebe'os ador negal u'mitrayim. Prepare your shikamara tzotzi and alf mabeis. That's why women have a chiyavin matzah. Because afeinu yibo'os oneis. They were part of the miracle. They were mechazik the men with emunah. Without the women, no man would be from today. One has to think and consider the pure emunah of a woman. The mashal. Most of you call the yishal love, and not all the time a woman can understand. She can't get wait. Why is my husband getting up late? The women can't understand that, right? Like for them, it's so easy. Not easy. I don't want to say easy. It's not true. It's not easy. Well, for women, it comes, that emunah comes simple. Like you got it. What is it? Gotta get up. Time to make the donuts. You know what commercial I'm referencing? Like the guy from Dunkin' Donuts. You get up at 4 in the morning. It's time to make the donuts. That's it. What do you mean you get up late? Even though he was up late learning, and that's why he got up late. She's not going to understand similar situations. And perhaps there are logical reasons she's not going to understand that. They're not going to understand their heart. Because if you're thinking emotions, side reasons aren't reasons. It's like today I was almost on jury duty, as you might have heard. So you always need a good story from jury duty. So they were discussing the case that, I'm not going to speak about it, but like, whatever. I'm not going to tell you who the people are, I'm not going to tell you. There was one incident of self-defense in the case. And the judge wanted to know what our thoughts were on people defending themselves in self-defense. So, you know, I'm like, of course you can defend yourself in self-defense. If somebody hits you, you got to defend yourself. But I don't want to say that because I don't want them to think I'm normal because I don't want to get on the case. So I didn't say that, so I just kept my mouth shut. So, you know, that's it. But there was a woman who, I don't think she was saying it to get off the case. I think she was saying it because she mamish believed it. She goes, I don't believe in physical violence. I think you just have to run away. Like, the guy is punching you in the face. You know, you have the right to, but like, no. The surrounding issues don't affect their core beliefs, which is the hergish. For them, olev shalom, olev shalom. They're punching you out, and you might black out in a couple of seconds. No. Olev shalom, how could you hit somebody? The massive around it couldn't get done. So that's the notion that he's trying to point out here, that this idea of emunah pshuta, the idea of emotional connection, which is much stronger. Aleph, the Bina Yisera, to understand things, to understand the things around you without understanding all the analysis through paralysis, as Clive Frazier would say. It's just dust is dust. That is what it is. That's what a woman understands. And then that, and therefore, her emunah is much stronger. The emunah is not coming from a logical place. It's coming from a very emotional, it's coming from the heart, which is not wavering, and therefore they're going to be stronger in the long run. And then ultimately we saw that when it comes sometimes to issues of shalom bayis, when you see the husband slacking, even though there's the husband has perfectly legitimate right to slack because he's sick or he was up late learning or he was doing chesed till all hours of the night, doesn't matter. Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you do? So this is the idea of Hergish and how the beauty of Hergish could really help out in marriage.